What's going on, everybody? It's Gino from Q105, and welcome to Gino 8 Tampa. It's kind of a collection of some of my favorite places to eat around Tampa Bay. Today, though, we're doing a road trip to Orlando. Got to check out the new Guardians of the Galaxy ride over at Epcot, and it's fantastic. If you've been on Rock and Roller Coaster at Hollywood Studios, it's kind of got that vibe in terms of, like, you know, you're blaring music, you're going inside in the dark and riding a roller coaster. So it's kind of got that Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster vibe, but it also incorporates a little bit of like the Cobra's Curse in terms of like the spinning cars, if you've ridden that at Busch Gardens. So yeah, we had a good time checking that out. However, this is my food podcast, and it always comes back to food with me. And we got invited to check out some of the new foods they're offering over at H2O Glow at Disney at the water parks at Typhoon Lagoon. They're doing these after-hours parties. Basically, once the park shuts down to the public, they kind of reset. They bring out some DJs. They have some special new food creations. There's also free popcorn, free ice cream. I mean, you can just go crazy and just eat Mickey ice cream bars all night if you so choose. There's free drinks and so forth. But it's really cool at night because obviously the lines are shorter too since it's a private event. But I talked with Disney chef Brad about the different creations they came up with for this H2O Glow event for a special menu. It's kind of lighter options and kind of healthy too, actually, but they looked fantastic. It's tough to do this on a podcast, but we're going to have a video version of this chat up on myq105.com later this week. But here's my chat with Brad from Disney about all the new food items they've created for this year's H2O Glow at Typhoon Lagoon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Brad, I see a little bit of a tropical influence. There's lots of color. What inspired these dishes' choices?
So the colors, the flavors, we really wanted to bring the glow element to life in our plates tonight. We did use the inspiration. Our park's got the underlying kind of Asian Pacific Islander theme, Caribbean theme, so we brought a lot of those flavors to life in our plates. But really just wanted our food to glow throughout the party for all of our guests.
Let's start with this. What are we seeing here?
So this is our grilled orange chicken skewers. So it's an orange ginger marinated chicken thigh with some vegetables. We throw through our grill some lemon sushi rice and then rainbow carrots.
Nice.
This is
moving along.
Our Alohi Lohi tuna poke bowl. So it's ponzu marinated sashimi style tuna.
And it's a Disney product, and it sounds good to say. It's just a fun Alohi Lohi. What?
Alohi Lohi.
Alohi Lohi. Alohi Lohi, everyone.
Vibrant or bright. And so we kind of brought that to life in this.
And it looks kind of healthy.
It is. It very much is very healthy. There's seaweed salad, fresh vegetables, pickled vegetables, edamame, spicy mayo, and then there's some sushi rice under there as well.
As we step up here, you gotta, if you come to Orlando, you gotta have the Mickey waffles. What's with the color?
So this is our indulgent Manglo chicken and waffles. Okay. So we with some rainbow Mickey waffles there for you. Our mango barbecue chicken wings, some mango chutney, some purple cabbage slaw.
Fantastic. And of course, we've got the Mickey. What's the seasoning here?
So we brought some of our traditional theme park favorites to life with, it's a just rainbow salt on our Mickey pretzel. Okay. We did some colored electric churros as well with some electric ice.
Oh, look at those churros. That looks so fun. Those look like they would glow in the neon, yep.
They sure do. They sure do.
I want to end up here. We'll come up to there after. Let's go down to this burger because I'm definitely a burger guy. Is this a bison? What are we talking
here? This is one of our plant-based options. It's actually an Impossible Burger with our electric green bun. And there's some rainbow carrot slaw and some mango salsa on top there as well.
And I see a very traditional looking hot dog. Is that a pepper?
Yes, so this is our Chicago style footlong hot dog.
Chicago, my kind of town.
There we go. Originally from Chicago, so I had to.
How are you?
Had to get the.
You guys don't have Portillo's over here, do you? In Orlando,
we sure do. Yes,
oh, you do get
we
one.
We do. Yep. So we are thoroughly enjoying that. But we did a little play on that with a traditional Chicago style.
Yeah, you got the peppers on there. What's the blue? What do I see that's blue here?
They are pickled blue onions. They're onions. They're white onions, but they're pickled with a blue vinegar.
Okay, very cool.
Brought the rainbow to life here. on our Chicago dog.
What's this decadent chocolate dessert I see?
So this is our Moonlight Mudslide. So traditional mudslide, we glowed up a little bit as well. We've got Encanto, one of our newest favorite movies. So this is our Encanto lemonade here.
Kind of represents
all the members of the Madrigal family. Brings in some South American flavors as well. And non-alcoholic for everyone to enjoy.
And for the main event, I got to take you for a bath. Let's move down here. I saw this on the website, and seeing it in person is so much more impressive. I see we've got rubber duckies in here.
We sure do. So we've got two options this year. This is a return of our favorite, our Neon Bathtub Sunday, featuring our 50th anniversary birthday cake ice cream. It's birthday cake flavored. We layered it with some more birthday cake, added some whipped cream on top, and then some our neon white chocolate ducks as well. And then new this year, we added a Dole Whip party sundae with watermelon Dole Whip, pineapple Dole Whip, and then some strawberry soda finished with coconut whipped cream and some bobas on top.
So if you're really good in doing the whole edamame thing and being healthy, indulge at the end of the meal. But this is fantastic. Excellent. Thanks for chatting with us.
Thanks for coming out. Enjoy your night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.